All right, 9:40 on this Monday morning. It's a business book I haven't seen before. I don't think that anybody's written about introverts in this way. Jane Finkel is a career consultant. Her new book is The Introvert's Complete Career Guide, from landing a job to surviving, thriving, and moving on up. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you an introvert?
I am, and a proud introvert. I think there are many wonderful qualities of introversion. The challenge is that I think the American culture is quite extroverted, and the workplace, you're rewarded for speaking up and taking initiative.
Yeah.
There are certainly things that introverts are capable of, but while extroverts are talking, introverts are often thinking. So they often think before they speak, and sometimes that's very challenging in the workplace.
Oh, and I think that introverts often want to speak, they want to say something, but, you know, they just don't know the right time or how to say it, and then the opportunity passes them by, and they just think nobody's listening.
Right. And then sometimes I think they get a sense, if it goes on for a longer period of time, they start to feel like they're invisible,
mm-hmm.
or they're being left out. So part of the reason that I wrote the book is that I wanted to provide some resources and tools for them so that they could embrace their introversion, but also sprinkle in extroverted skills.
Describe introverts for somebody who doesn't know what being introverted is.
Well, also, you know, introverts come in all sizes.
Sure, of course.
But I think in general, they tend to be keen observers and they listen really well.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not speaking up so quickly. They tend to be, and because of that observation, they tend to be highly perceptive. And the other thing, and Bill Gates talks about this, is that introverts have this ability for intense concentration. They really can dig deep, and often that allows them to generate some very productive solutions to all sorts of organizational problems. So they also, because of that thinking and deep concentration, they often come up with some very insightful questions or just comments, you know, as they're observing and listening to people.
So in this book, you talk about how introverts can build their confidence. What are some things that somebody who's listening right now and says, yeah, that's me, I'm an introvert, and I'd like to be heard at work, what advice do you have for them?
Right. Well, I think that's a great question. One of the things is I've come up with three golden rules for speaking up. So here's the thing with introverts. As long as they have this opportunity to think through things and organize their thoughts, you know, they can compete, you know, in our very fast-paced work world.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you're going to a staff meeting, and I had great trouble with this. I would go to a staff meeting, and they were all just jumping in and talking, and I was trying to process what could I say. So what introverts can do is prepare in advance. So if they're going to a meeting, think about, do they have some ideas that they want to talk about? Do they have some questions that they want to ask? Do they have some opinions about some of the challenges or issues that are going on? And then, you know, organize those thoughts, write them down, you know, put them in a list. You know, sometimes if you're networking, you can actually write a script before. And it's not that you're going to memorize those things. It just helps you organize the thoughts. And for some introverts, it's really helpful to rehearse, meaning maybe they talk themselves through it. Maybe they talk to a trusted colleague or friend and kind of process with them. But often if they have enough, if they give themselves a chance to plan in advance, they often do really fine. If they get to a meeting and maybe they had all these ideas, but there wasn't a chance to talk about it or somebody else spoke about it, they can, present through their body language or just that they're listening. Oh, that was a great idea. Oh, I heard about this, and I have this other approach to it. So they can add on. And the other thing that they can do is following a meeting, they can, if they felt like they didn't have an opportunity to speak up, they might send an email and, you know, to indicate after the meeting they had this idea and wanted to share it with everyone. So
building relationships with management is important for introverts too, isn't it?
Well, it's important for everyone.
Well, sure.
Yes, very, very important. And so I think that it's what introverts like to do is they often prefer to write their thoughts and feelings down. And, you know, if you're working with a manager, they might really require more direct communication. So there's simple things they can do, maybe depending on if the manager's on site, to stop by and just make some small talk, whether it's about the weather, just to build that relationship. And also maybe suggest that he or she meet with the manager once a week, or to talk with the manager about the best way to stay in touch. So it's really just making an effort to communicate verbally, you know, not behind the screen, and also checking with the manager to see what the best approach or process to keeping the communications open between them.
Well, this is all great advice. It's all in the Introvert's Complete Career Guide by Jane Finkel. Jane, do you have a website where people can connect with you?
Yes, it's pretty easy. It's janefinkelonword.com.
All right, very good. We will look there. Jane, thanks for your time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.